We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 4th of June, 2011. I want to go back to the phone lines, and we'll take Rick in Illinois. And, folks, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And later on this hour, we'll get into the Cox Report. Talking a little bit about communist China. But, Rick.
Accidentally.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we evidently lost Rick. Sorry about that, Rick. Want to call back in? We'll take you. In the meantime, Paul Joseph Watson, just had a listener send this, Glenna. Thank you so much, Glenna. You know, we told you folks about the, WikiLeaks, and my opinion of WikiLeaks. I really think that WikiLeaks is a shadow government, secret CIA operation. They, at first, weren't releasing any information at all, really anything substantive. And really, to this day, they don't seem to be doing much in the way of telling people anything that we pretty much already, you know, that we don't already know anyway. Okay? But evidently now they've released something, a cable, which confirms the North American Union agenda, according to Paul Joseph Watson. He wrote just yesterday, a newly leaked U.S. diplomatic cable originally written over 6 years ago confirms that the agenda to merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico into an integrated North American Union has been going on for years, debunking claims made consistently by the corporate media and establishment talking heads that the NAU is a baseless conspiracy theory. The cable released through the WikiLeaks website and apparently written January 28, 2005, discusses some of the obstacles surrounding the merger of the economies of Canada, the United States, and Mexico in a fashion similar to the European Union, according to the National Post. National Post, mainstream news article, folks. Quote, an incremental and pragmatic package of tasks for a North American Initiative, or NAI, will likely gain the most important among Canadian policymakers, the document said. It continues, the economic payoff of the prospective North American initiative is available, but its size and timing are unpredictable, so it should not be oversold. Okay, I'm up against the clock here. I'm going to continue this when we come back. Maybe we have Rick back, I don't know. But, finally... they're confirming certain things that we already certainly knew about the North American Union, but documentation probably to, I would guess, to gain credibility for WikiLeaks because people are getting wise. Anyway, take the break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Before the break, we were talking about this WikiLeaks release about basically confirming what we already knew about the North American Union. Anyway, the National Post reported that the cable released through its WikiLeaks website and apparently written January 28, 2005, discusses some of the obstacles surrounding the merger of the economies of Canada, the United States, and Mexico in a fashion similar to the European Union. An incremental and pragmatic package of tasks for the North American Initiative, or NAI, will likely gain the most support among Canadian policymakers. The economic payoff of the prospective North American Initiative is available, but its size and timing are unpredictable, so it should not be oversold. Now, Paul Watson goes on. He says, while serving to confirm the agenda to integrate the United States, Mexico, and Canada into a European Union-style political and monetary union, we see how well it's worked for them over there. The WikiLeaks cable will come as no surprise to people who've watched the documentary Endgame, in which precisely the same information was outlined with particular focus on the Security and Prosperity Partnership, or SPP, meetings. The mission to create a North American Union was oversold, or I'm sorry, was also discussed during a closed-door meeting of a high-level government and business leaders in Banff, Canada. Despite the manifestly provable factual basis of the matter, during the 2008 presidential election, the establishment media attempted to smear Ron Paul by attributing the notion of a move towards the North American Union to him, and then claiming it was non-existent conspiracy theory, when the veracity of the issues was readily documented from the very start. They go on to talk about Newsweek. I think I'm going to leave that there. But this National Post article, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put this up on the website, because this just came out June 2nd, 2 days ago, folks. So this is fresh off the press. And, you know, again, this is not something surprising. But the fact that it came out of a diplomatic cable, quote-unquote, from the State Department, confirms what we've been talking about for years. And most of the media has completely ignored this. And we see how prosperous the European Union has become when they have engaged in this monetary union. We got all the pigs over there. Greece was one of the things we were going to talk about today. Major, major fiasco. And the whole thing, the whole system is getting ready to fall apart over there. In the meantime, they're quietly, covertly trying to build the same thing over here. Why? Ordo ab chao, ladies and gentlemen. Order out of chaos. Because just like all of the financial chaos and stuff that we have to deal with today, the national default, $202 trillion national debt, we know that the other side likes to use these crises to rebuild. Brzezinski, all of these people are globalist clowns and have one goal, one intention in mind, and that is to rebuild the entire global economy under ultimately what's going to be a single monetary unit. All right, I want to go back to the phone, so we got a few callers on the line. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. That's 800-313-9443. We have Rick in Illinois. We have him back. Rick, go right ahead.
Good morning, Darren. As a first-time caller, I just wanted to start by saying I enjoy your show. It's become a Saturday morning staple in my home over the last year.
Thank you.
I wanted to comment on that Morning Joe audio clip that you played and make sure I understood what they were saying. It sounded to me as if the participants, with the exception of Pat Buchanan, were saying that they, you know, we don't like maybe Chinese policies and we don't like Chinese business practices. Nevertheless, we want to get into a business relationship with them, and then after that is done, then we will then begin to import American ideals into their political system, into their business practices.
Right.
And if indeed that's what they were saying, I think they're really missing the mark here, because that would be the equivalent of me, as an example, if I owned a small manufacturing company. Let's say I'm selling $50 million a year in some type of consumer good, and I sit down with the buyers at Walmart and arrange a contract with them for them to buy what it is that I'm manufacturing. And I could sit here and say, well, listen, you know, personally, I don't really care for the way Walmart, you know, runs their businesses, but once I get into a business relationship with them, I'm going to change the way they run their business.
Yeah.
That's not the way the real world works. Okay, Walmart will begin telling me how to run my business if I want to maintain that business relationship with them.
Well, we're giving them all the tools they need to defeat us. You know, I mean, if you're going to try to change somebody's economy or somebody's system, you have to do that from a standpoint of strength, not weakness.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if you fall down on the ground, you fall into a hole, okay? I can't help you up out of that hole unless I'm in a position of strength. If I'm outside the hole and I'm able to do so, I can pull you out of that hole. But if I get down in the hole, how am I going to help you out of the hole? And see, we're supposedly going to assist communist China to quit being communist, and we're supposedly supposed to change them and their system and enlighten them on human rights and all this other stuff. In the meantime, we're giving them everything they need to do just the opposite. And they, and every indication is that they are going forward full speed ahead in the opposite direction. So it's abject insanity is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go ahead and finish your thoughts there.
Well, that was it. I just want to make sure I understood what I was hearing correctly.
You did.
And it seems like, once again, you've got political leaders getting it wrong, as they have so many other times and so many other issues, thinking that it's going to be a jobs creator. And while it may create jobs, is it going to be the type of jobs and at the income levels that we want? And is it going to lead to, you know, American factories with netting around them? So that's where it may be going.
That's my concern. You know, we're quickly becoming, as a matter of fact, I've got a story here somewhere, and I'm not sure where it is, but it's buried in my stack of stuff someplace, where India now is actually exporting jobs to the United States. Apparently now, our wages have fallen so low now that apparently the job market is a little bit more attractive here for some companies in India. So go figure, you know. Hey, appreciate the call there, Rick.
Okay, Darren, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll go to Reginald in Chicago. Reginald.
Benjamin Franklin said, neither Obama nor Lyndon B. Now, the United States is a debtor nation. This is a country that at one time, you know, coming out of World War II, not that long ago, everyone in the world owed us money. We didn't owe nobody nothing.
That's right.
But at the present time, we're about, you know, anywhere from $14 to $16 trillion in debt. The most most indebted nation in the entire history of the world.
Yeah, well, and again, that's the official numbers. According to this Dr. Lawrence Kutlikov, who is an economist for the U.S. Federal Reserve, he says it's $202 trillion. I mean, we can't even fathom that type of... I mean, that's just off the charts, Reginald.
You have to look at who makes... Who does this benefit? Well, I'll tell her who it benefits. It benefits the people on Wall Street because here's the little game that they play. For all that debt, all of those bonds that they float, the cats on Wall Street take a cut of that. They are the ones that broker the sales of the debt.
Mm-hmm.
They pocket money and all the debt we ring up. The cats on Wall Street. And I know you don't like to get into, but I have to use the J word, and I won't use it. You know, just like you don't use the N word, I don't use the J word. But that's what you got to look at. And the United States today is being run for the benefit of those cats on Wall Street, the J crew, and also for the benefit of the State of Israel. That's who calls the shots in Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
People need to wake up, smell the filth of fish.
All right. Well, appreciate the call there, Reginald. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
So much.
Let's go to Bill in Idaho. I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let me hold you over the break. Unfortunately, I'm up against the clock here. We'll take you on the other side of the break, so stay with us. Folks, governamerica.com is the website, and we're going to take a break here. And coming up in the next half hour of the program, I'm going to get into the Cox Report a little bit. I think now is a good time to do that. I've been wanting to do it for a long time. It's certainly a long and drawn-out document, but it's certainly something that needs to be at least touched upon occasion. And I'm getting some noise. Anyway, we're going to be back here, folks, in a moment. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Once again, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And I want to point out here, before we go back to the phones, we're in the middle of a pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen. You may have noticed that those of you who listen on the archives, that our archives are distorted, have been now for several weeks. This is because we are in the middle of needing new equipment. There is a board that's failing. There are evidently other equipment, pieces of equipment there that are getting very old, and they have been trying to get the maximum amount of life out of these things they could, because I can tell you from experience, I get the catalogs myself here. Broadcast equipment is very expensive. Much of the stuff is still, believe it or not, much of the broadcast equipment is still made in the United States. At least last time I checked, every bit of mine here that I'm using right now is made in the U.S. of A. So at least we have that so far. But it's very expensive and occasionally has to be replaced. And that's the case right now with the network. Aside from the ordinary operating costs, which are very expensive, I spoke to John Stettmiller not too long ago, they pay $5,000 a month, listeners, just in phone bills. $5,000 a month just in phone bills. That's not, doesn't talk about the facility that they're leasing, the overhead regarding that, the electric bill, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, there's people that have to be paid. And then you have the equipment on top of that. A well-run network that sounds good and is professional, it costs money. And so I encourage you. I know people are strapped. Believe me, we cover the articles all the time on the show. Got more here. We're just besieged with bad information today as far as economics go. But if you find yourself in a position of being blessed a little bit, if you could give to the network to help support the work that's going on here, I think you can see the value here in doing so. There are initiatives in the works to try to reach top markets in the United States with this message, but the network needs to sound good and it needs to be in good running order in order to do that. Speaking of good running order, my screen just blanked out on me. All right, well, anyway, the point of the matter is, folks, we need your help. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. And I'm trying to get my call page back up here, and I'm not getting the information. Anyway, it's now possible to pay $5, $10, or $20 per month for the archives, and they will be in better shape as they get the equipment to replace them. But $5, $10, or $20 per month for the archives, if you'd like to donate, subscribe at the same time. However, it's still possible to pay $1.33 per month for the archives. And, of course, there's the RBN business cards. I encourage you to take advantage of the RBN business cards, folks, because this is a great way of getting the message out to the people. You can leave these things in library books, public restrooms, any place you can possibly go. So I encourage you to do that. I was going to give out the address of the network. Unfortunately, okay, here we go. 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, that's Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call during business hours. And the number is 800-724-2719. Once again, that's 800-724-2719. And business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Once again, 800-724-2719. Or donate anytime online at republicbroadcasting.org. The RBN business cards, $10 per 100. That includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's excellent documentary, America from Freedom to Fascism. That's still a valuable, critical documentary. If you already have a copy of it, give it to a family member or a friend who needs to understand honest money and the situation that we face here in the United States. All right. I'm almost up to the bottom of the hour break. I'll tell you what, there's really not enough time to take Bill in Idaho yet. Bill, if you want to hold on, we'll take you after the break. And then we're going to get into the Cox Report on China, because I think this is a critical to understand. Most of you do. But historically, China has been involved in subversive activities here in the United States. And this is all the more reason why we should not be giving them tours of our sensitive military facilities, folks. So, bottom of the hour break. We'll come back in just a few minutes. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America, final half hour here. Let's go right to the phone lines and visit with Bill in Idaho. Bill, what's on your mind?
Yes, as usual, excellent. Much appreciated, everything that you do for the Republic, sir, Darren.
Thank you, sir.
It's very difficult, only by the timing, that Ms. Vicki had a chance again to check in and rewarn. This is backup Blackwater where you end up missing such as Edgar Steele, if not others.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very difficult. So, you know, Miss Vicki mentioned the bear that was on with Charlie Rose. If you don't have any thought of reason of why you wouldn't redouble your efforts to support the radio station and all the broadcasters, and especially the product managers and or lines of advertising, that there would be something that within the equation that would totally blow them out and promulgate exactly the EU blowout that they are attempting to prepare for. And it is, you know, Vicki Davis, you, remarks on how many others, known or unknown patriot efforts that have been so focused and concentrated as to cause total success or administratively advice.
Hey, Bill?
I'm
having a little hard time understanding you. Maybe back away from your phone just a little bit so you're not breathing into your phone.
Is that any better?
Much better. Thank you.
Darren, you know, when Miss Vicki Davis is on, even the newer listeners are acquiring resources and or information to turn back upon the enemy that would invest and infest all of the churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that would allow Edgar Steele in his medical condition to be in such a condition of imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
Had you had opportunity, Darren? Hello?
Yeah, have I had opportunity to do what exactly?
Have you had opportunity to the ear of the Idaho Press or left of the Idaho Press in regard to Mr. Steele's situation? He kind of represents all of the lawyers and all of the judges in Pakistan a couple of years ago. And I was wondering if you had talked to Miss Vicki in regard to redress and return.
No, we haven't really talked about that specifically.
It's a very vital issue. Edgar Steele is awarded the state medically incompetent by virtue of being the only to speak LCDC into the ground. So even the incompetence in the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, would understand.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Bill, if you have some, I don't know, do you have internet access?
Limitedly and sparsely. I'm lucky I have this.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that Miss Vicki and yourself, you copied Miss Melkfroy. There was a lady on a program on another broadcast, and she was just in the understanding of Miss Vicki. She was on a McElroy. She's got a web page, and Miss Vicki should brightfuturejobs.com.
Okay. Brightfuturejobs.com?
Yeah, Donna Conroy.
Okay.
The digital didn't work, and I haven't had phone or anything for a couple of weeks, so.
Okay. Oh, very good. We'll check that out,
Darren.
Yeah,
Darren. If you could, it would. I mean, considering Cantor Fitzgerald was directly above the presumed hit of the jets into the building, and all of your bonding houses throughout the entire democracy went up in a ball of Republic smoke. An able danger was successfully carried off directly after that. Miss Vicki and yourself hold the key of the exact unlocking of this whole entire despicably dark, diabolical.
I think there's a whole lot more than, I think this is much bigger than just the two of us.
Well, aren't we lucky to have Miss Vicki and Miss Conroy on this? Because if you would have had an opportunity to see the board in full action, full battle implementation with media fellow travelers, it was certainly that. And if you haven't seen that video, in order to cause people to be able to donate more liberally and freely than even the broadcasters on this station have already demonstrated or done. I don't know not one that would not owe you thanks and allegiance.
All right, so, well, listen, I have to move on, but I appreciate the call. Thank you so much there, Bill. I appreciate that. I don't know what to say. You know, there's so many things out there right now. There's so many people that are being persecuted, and the Edgar Steele thing is just another example of that in my thinking. And certainly that's important. The situation with our farmers are important, and we cover as many of these issues as we can, but we spread ourselves very thin in terms of the things that we can cover. I want to get into this Cox report in the waning moments of the program, folks. I have a lot of other information that I could have covered. Certainly there's no end to it, really. I talked about the economy, unemployment, how the jobs numbers keep going higher and higher. There is an economist, a strategist, now with CNBC reports that this economist, this economic strategist is what his title is he's saying now that we're on the verge of a great, great depression. This is his words that he's using, and this is a part of the economic news that just came out this past week, a few days ago. CNBC reports horror for U.S. economy as data falls off cliff. That's one headline that we have. Another one, stubborn jobless claims still keep on climbing higher. Another one, double dip in housing prices, even worse than expected. Wall Street baffled by slowing economy, low yields. And the list just keeps going on and on. Meantime, there's talk more about QE3, quantitative easing, a third round of quantitative easing. I think we're going to see that. I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to see that. Because Ben Bernanke said years ago that they wanted to create inflation. They want to create inflation. And one of the things that Pat Wood was going to talk about when he came on was the fact that he believes we're already seeing the deflationary cycle, the downward spiral, the contractions. Even as we're seeing inflation going on in certain sectors, certain pockets, food, energy, and a lot of things are attached to food and energy. But he made a pretty compelling case, I thought, in his webinar about the fact that deflation is going on at this time. And the reason why Bernanke and the Federal Reserve want to create inflation is to combat the deflationary cycle that they have going on. We have the Congress cutting food stamps. Food stamp program and amid record number of recipients, that's going on. People are going to be starving very soon. You better prepare for it, folks. So there's a number of different things. Food prices going up. U.S. house price falls beat Great Depression slide. That according to the Independent out of the U.K. And we got this from Fox News. U.S. offers foreign aid to countries holding billions in treasury securities. That's Fox News, June 3rd. The United States is providing hundreds of millions of dollars of foreign aid to countries that it borrows billions from, according to a report by Congress's research arm. So this is the kind of insanity that we have going on. We are giving them money, our labor, really, the labor of the American people. Because what is money, folks? It's a means by which they can steal your hard-earned labor. But we're giving this away to other countries, and then we're borrowing it back from them. It's insane. I'm going to get into this Cox report real quick here. This was a report, once again, put out January 3rd, 1999. I guess it was originally classified. But anyway, it's not anymore. U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies within the Clinton administration have determined, they say, that our significant findings and judgments contained in the Senate Select Committee's classified report cannot be publicly disclosed without affecting national security or ongoing criminal investigations. Now, you folks might remember we had Bill Kaufman who was a professor at the University of Michigan, on the show a few weeks ago. His website now is up on ours. They just came out fresh, brand-new website. It's up on the left-hand side under recommended links. It's called China-Threat. China-Threat. On the left-hand side of the under the recommended links at governamerica.com. That's Bill's new website. And I'm sure the information that they have up there on their site will be added to as time goes on. It looks like they already have quite a bit up there. But my understanding is that he was testifying before Congress about this issue of the China espionage and preparation of war and the fact that we're giving them our country. Anyway, the Cox Report reports on the People's Republic of China has stolen design information on the United States' most advanced thermonuclear weapons. The Select Committee judges that the PRCs, the People's Republic of China, their next generation of thermonuclear weapons currently under development will exploit elements of stolen U.S. design information. And we already, as we already talked about, this has already happened. The PRC penetration of our national weapons laboratories spans at least the past several decades and almost certainly continues today. Now, keep in mind, listeners, it was just reported, I think the Pentagon came out this past week and said that countries that are engaged in hacking will be treated, hacking into our critical systems will be treated as acts of war. Okay? So we have China as the chief hacker. China has continually been involved in covert hacking processes. So, according to this defense statement, we're going to start treating China as committing acts of war against us. So what are we going to do to them when we're so beholden to them? Now, and the fact that they're going to be occupying our country and are already occupying our country. So we're going to go to war with China as their operatives are in our country? Are you kidding me? And what about this whole issue of Taiwan, listeners? We've pledged, the United States government has pledged to defend Taiwan in the event of an invasion. Now, they've been at a standstill on that whole thing. China says, you're a part of us, and Taiwan says, oh, no, we're not. At some point, that issue is going to come to a head. So we got that in the background, looming. And I'm sure China is just waiting for the perfect opportunity to make their move. Probably when the economic turmoil happens here is when that'll happen. Just my guess. Anyway, this Cox report, they say the People's Republic of China has stolen design information on the United States' most advanced thermonuclear weapons. The PRC has stolen classified design information. These thefts of nuclear secrets from our national weapons laboratories enable the PRC to design, develop, and successfully test modern strategic nuclear weapons sooner than would otherwise have been possible. The stolen U.S. nuclear secrets give the PRC design information on thermonuclear weapons on a par with our own. The PRC thefts from our national laboratories began at least as early as the late 1970s. Significant secrets are known to have been stolen from the laboratories or elsewhere as recently as the mid-1990s. such stuff almost certainly continue to the present. The stolen information includes classified information on 7 U.S. thermonuclear warheads, including every currently deployed thermonuclear warhead in the U.S. ballistic missile arsenal. The stolen information also includes classified design information for an enhanced radiation weapon, commonly known as the neutron bomb, which neither the United States nor any other nation has yet deployed. The PRC has obtained classified information on the following U.S. nuclear warheads, as well as a number of associated reentry vehicles, the hardened shell that protects the thermonuclear warhead during reentry. And they give off a number of them, the W-88, W-87, W-78, W-76, W-70, W-62, and W-56. I'll give more detail about that, which I won't get into for lack of time. They say, in addition, in the 1990s, the mid-1990s, the PRC stole, and possibly from a U.S. National Weapons Laboratory, classified thermonuclear weapons information that cannot be identified in this unclassified report. Because this recent espionage case is currently under investigation and involves sensitive intelligence sources and methods, the Clinton administration has determined that further information cannot be made public without affecting national security or ongoing criminal investigations. The W-88, a miniaturized tapered warhead, is the most sophisticated nuclear weapon the United States has ever built. And the U.S. arsenal is mated to the D-5 submarine-launched ballistic missile carried aboard the Trident nuclear submarine. The United States learned about the theft of the W-88 Trident D-5 warhead information, as well as the theft of information regarding several other nuclear weapons in 1995. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll come back and finish up the program. Stay with us.
The endless corruption running rampant throughout our government. Independent voices are needed more than to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit TerraVim.com.
Final segment here. You know, we don't have a whole lot of time for the Cox report, so I think I'm just going to leave that there for now. We'll save that for another time because, quite frankly, it isn't going anywhere, folks. The Cox report, I think, is very important. U.S. congressional admission of what a threat communist China is to our national security. And yet, at a time when you're being groped at the airport, at a time when in every stage, and it's just not just at the airport anymore. It's the train stations, the bus stations. Pretty soon, they'll They'll have TSA agents at the supermarket's entry. We already know, we already have seen areas where they were trying to get the TSA agents at local school proms to frisk the children at the school prom. This is the extent that Homeland Security has become prevalent in our everyday life. And yet, we're giving the communist Chinese tours of our military facilities. And the EPA, thanks, Junan, for sending this. EPA gives money to China's Ministry of Environmental Protection. Our Environmental Protection Agency is giving money to China's equivalent. While you folks are losing your homes, you folks have lost your jobs. You see, normally in exchange for a loan, you agree to pay the bank the principal borrowed along with interest. You would think of then giving the money back to the bank so that the bank could remodel, sweep the parking lot, or buy cases of those squiggly government-approved light bulbs. Yeah, you know the light bulbs that you're getting stuck with here that's going to be filling your home with toxicity? Anyway, I digress. But if the bank wants to do that, they can pay for it themselves. But the Environmental Protection Agency does things differently. While the People's Republic of China holds $1.1 trillion of our debt, as we've seen, they're just divesting that, just reported today, the EPA is busy giving grants to China. Giving grants to China, and they give numerous links from the EPA's websites where you can reference. The Chinese grantees include their Ministry of Environmental Protection. The Chinese would be stupid not to take the money and run. Well, they get whatever the EPA is funding for free. Even if the Chinese don't really want or need whatever it is, it's revenue or salaries that make them richer and us poorer. And on top of that, we pay them interest to take the money. Could the EPA be less responsible with your hard-earned money? Well, unfortunately, yes. The EPA has a history of largesse with tax dollars, as detailed on the Foundry. The agency is giving out tax dollars to green groups that sue the government and environmental justice groups that carry out critical missions like picketing a Harris Teeter grocery store for carrying Smithfield hams. The EPA gives grants to groups like Organizing People, Activating Leaders, or OPAL. OPAL's resources are directed at such crucial national issues as its Bus Riders Unite campaign in Portland, Oregon. And they go on about OPAL. But the point is, folks, we're giving money to China, their Environmental Protection Agency over there, as you people go hungry and homeless here in the United States. What is the solution to all of this? Well, let me just leave you with this thought. The battle is being fought increasingly on your state level, people. Your governors are recruiting them to come here. That's why you need to take this information to your elected officials on a state level and educate them and get them to force the governors to do the right thing. It can be done if enough people get on board and pressure your state lawmakers. We can't change everything, but what we can do, we must do, and future generations are in peril if we don't. I gotta go. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Ta-ta.